Sheesh.
Shout out Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
You love Rachel Ray.
Love it.
I know you do.
I was just telling Johnny when he stepped out of the room. I was like, dude, I'd still bang the fuck out of her, even though she's like got older and gained some weight.
Dude, I remember being like 10 years old. Like, I'd fucking totally smash Rachel Ray.
I told him I was thinking already I needed to fatten her up. She did it for me.
Mm-hmm. She's a nice thick girl. Thick baby.
Yeah, I mean...
She's a baby G.
I always love thick girls. When at least cute. There's nothing worse than an ugly thick girl.
Yeah. And that's coming from a thick man.
Yeah, but I'm a sexy thick man.
So you are.
Yeah, also I could say that.
Straight facts, dude. Like, dude, you could probably woo the shit out of a bitch. You just knock down trees for fun in the wilderness. With your hands.
Just socks up some fucking...
This man has never owned a chainsaw.
Dude, that reminds me
of... Taylor's birthday when I ripped that tree out of the ground?
Yes, it was a tree.
Had like a tree?
Yeah. Like, remember the one when me, you, and Alex were camping and I had my bow and arrow and shit?
Yeah.
Remember that tree we cut down?
Yeah.
The little tree?
Yeah, but that was a tree.
Yeah, no, it was a tree. He pulled that out of the ground.
I would not have pulled that out of the ground.
No. No, all three of us couldn't have did that.
No. We struggled.
We watched Pepper try for like 2 hours.
We struggled to chop it down.
Pepper tried.
Pepper's like, it ain't gonna come down.
Pepper did try.
Walk over there and I'm like, you just hear the roots snap it up.
Sasuke, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't stay.
Was there that night?
Why are you standing in the back like a vampire? You got poop? Poop it up, dude. Poop it up, dude.
We got pots and pans, bro.
I know. You're loving your pots and pans.
Pots and pans in the kitchen, mama.
Well, that reminds me of Alex. I was,
Yeah, well.
What's up? We're burning a blunt, dude. Don't worry about us.
But anyways, I'll take
that. Some...
I might.
I take that.
You did? What do you say?
I was like, what do you... I'm going to read you the messages, because it was just funny, like, what he responded to when I asked what he was doing.
Yeah.
The most Alex thing you could think of.
Let him know, dude. Alex.
I said, what's up? Or, yeah, or no, yeah, I said, what you doing? He said, putting my saw together. Just chilling at the house.
Dude, he's a fucking woodman, dude.
I'm like, what?
He is tree people.
Yeah. He don't want to get off that wood.
No.
What? Are you sure? Are you, really?
According to my last psych evaluation.
Hey. I'm on the air, man.
Self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed, bro. It's the best way to go. Fuck a doctor.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a doctor.
I don't have COVID.
He said I should be admitted and put on constant surveillance.
You're all
awesome. Lawyer's like, yeah, we're not going to use this. I'm like, okay.
Hey, I'm surveying you. You're fine.
Yeah.
He's also veiled myself. I know I'm crazy.
They said answer honestly.
Hey, honesty is the best policy.
Then when you answered honestly, they said only crazy people answer honestly.
Hey, holy shit, he really answered honestly.
This dude did not care.
Most people lie, man. You gotta keep that shit to yourself.
Keep crazy in a box.
You don't let that shit out. Not for nobody.
But Johnny's wilding.
So.
What's up?
We started, right?
Yeah, dude, we've been going. Cool. We're 3 minutes in.
Fuck yeah. Alright. What's new?
Dude.
I missed out on?
No. But, dude, have you seen the fucking trailer for that new, it's the new, it's fairly new. It's the new documentary on Netflix about the dude who murdered his family.
Ooh, I've heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Dude, it looks chronic. I haven't watched it yet, though. It's
have
on my list.
Have you seen the new Sonic?
No, I haven't seen the new
Jim,
Sonic. Is it good?
Yeah. Jim Carrey?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with Jim Carrey.
Did you guys see the first trailer?
He plays Dr. Roboto.
Yeah, the main villain,
right?
He always comes back in all of
the games.
Did you
guys see the first trailer or the first concept of how Sonic looked?
It was terrible. They fucking spent like millions of dollars to fix it. Because they were like, everybody was like, this is trash.
Yeah, you didn't see Sonic, like the first trailer that they came out with before?
Dude, yeah, show them the first trailer.
They spent millions of dollars to like redo Sonic altogether.
Show them the first trailer. Don't do the audio, though.
Let's see here. It didn't cover it.
Yeah, no audio.
First Sonic.
Dude, it was crazy because
I like they left it open at the end for a second.
It started like so much of an outrage. Well, there's gonna be another one because they want to bring Knuckles in the next one.
Yeah, they brought him in at the end.
Yeah.
And they showed Dr. Roboto actually looking like him.
Yeah.
And on the mushroom
plant. Yeah, he like goes bald. I haven't seen the movie, but I know that happens.
Yeah, he just has those long spikes on the side.
Because of fucking memes. Fucking memes. Memes are dream killers.
Let's see.
Currently watching it.
That's the regular one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm trying to think. Was it the realistic looking one? Or
Let me see.
It's one of these two right there, remember?
It's fucking this one. Old.
That's the old one I clicked, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, that's not the same one.
Which one is it? The...
There's the old one, and then the one that looks just like the video games.
I want to say this was the old one. This is the new one, right?
Come on, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. That's the new one. That's all I know.
Yeah, pull that up.
I just knew, like, it was night and day. Like, one of them was just ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it was terrible. It didn't look like Sonic at all. They tried to make it, like, realistic, like a real fucking hedgehog, you know? And it was just garbage, dude. Like, the shoes didn't look the same. It was just terrible.
I like that. He looked like... gives him the shoes, the red shoes.
Yeah, it looked like his first, like, you know, like, those dudes that, like, speed walk and they wear those, like, outrageous fucking suits? Those, like, neon suits? That's kind of how he looked. It was bad, but the fans
outraged
so much that they fucking changed it. Yeah, no, like that. That's terrible, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. That looks ugly. It's too like, I don't know. I don't like the way it looks.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't mess with it. I watched the new Pikachu movie, or newer, I guess. I don't know the one that
was that the detective one or whatever.
I don't know. It was something with Pikachu. It's where Ryan Reynolds played the voice of Pikachu. It was pretty. Yeah, sick.
I think he's like a detective. It's like detective Pikachu or something.
I wasn't like,
who fucking cracked this?
You did.
Did I? It's cold. I did not crack this.
It's cold.
It's not cold. It's room 10. It's probably been sitting.
It just kind of feels.
Either way, that was your spot last night.
Well, last night. I'm not drinking that now.
not that we got these.
Dude, last night was fun. It was a good night.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
I do not remember smacking Antoine.
No. I don't remember seeing it. I was in my phone.
Like, I don't know why I would or why I did it.
Was it? I'm guessing it was in the kitchen because...
Had to be. I just don't know why.
He came back and he was really mad about it. And I was like, I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, I was faded.
I thought it was like...
I was fucking Mr. Cool last night.
I almost thought it was someone else, because, I don't know, he just sounded so mad, and I was like, who smacked you?
I don't know.
He didn't even say your name to you at first, that's why I was like, who smacked him, because he's all that guy, and I was like...
I should have called him. I should probably hit him up. I have not hit him up. I thought about it today.
You told him sorry.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And you sounded genuine about it, too. Like, you weren't like, well, I'm fucking sorry. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, dude, I have, like, no fucking recollection of it. Like, I even remember sitting down and, like, talking about it at the table. Do not remember smacking him at all.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't in there, so I couldn't...
Straight glitch in the system.
So I can't tell you if it was, like, one of those, like, little, like...
I was channeling through you, bro.
Yeah. I was channeling inner Johnny. Johnny was like, hit him. Almost it doesn't matter.
Antoine.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, shit, I got the force.
He's all outside with a doll. Un platinum flora. No, no,
no. Well, I wish I was there to see it, because now, like, I'm curious, like, if you, because, like, I mean, I've seen you do it before where you give, I don't know why, like, you kind of just smack Antoine all the time, like, just here and there.
I kind of do.
But you just give him, like.
But because he mouths off, too, I think.
And you just give him, like, little, like these.
And I'm like, calm down.
So, like, I'm wondering.
Because he gets wild. I got to calm him down.
So I'm wondering if you did one of those and he just got mad, or if you actually...
Probably that.
Or if he actually went...
I might have gave him one. I don't know.
That may be what you were trying to do.
I think he might have been getting lippy.
Maybe you went for, like, one of those, like, those, like, ones you usually do.
He might have turned into it. You know what I mean? It was like, this motherfucker, dude. He might have got lippy. I don't know.
His face forward. Oh, you hit me.
He does get lippy. You know he does.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened.
He gets kind of whiny, man.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man, cheer the fuck up, Smack. You know what?
I love you, Smack.
What that? Bread?
Beer?
Beer? Oh yeah, no, we still got beer.
On the table.
The Modelo.
What is happening? What the fuck is happening over here, dude?
don't like it.
What even happened right now?
You ashed in it.
And it exploded? That has never happened, dude, in my 22 years.
I was looking at it, I was like, oh, that was nasty, dude. I don't get all that.
In my 22 years, I've never seen that happen.
Just some ash and some beer.
Natural reaction to the yeast.
I've been drinking for 10 years. Oh, my bad, dude. I forgot. You don't burn.
Oh, he will.
No, and he must.
I know, he made you hit the bong. You son of a bitch. How many times did I get you to take one puff off a joint and you go hit a bong with him?
Gravity bong is
you haven't hit a bong? You ain't hit a bong since we were 14. You go and hit a gravity bong, you fucking cuck.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, that shit was funny, though, dude. He was all freaking out. I was all, hey, nephew, I'm all, it's just weed. He's all, yeah, it's just weed. Even I could hear him in the bathroom in the shower still. It's just weed.
All lit, dude. I was pretty faded from drinking, too. So it was like, I was high as shit, and I was fucking drunk as shit. And I was just like, I was throwing up, too. And I was like, we're good. We're good.
Man. I was there's so mad.
There's still a burrito in the shower. The next
he came
morning.
Back the next day and told me. There's a burrito in the shower? You were eating burritos in the shower?
Yeah.
You're just all fucking high as fuck. But you're all cross-faded in the shower. Like, it's going to be all right.
He's doing all bad, dude.
It's going to be all right, dude.
Soundboy's in the kitchen making burritos.
Were you looking at yourself in the mirror a lot?
No.
No, you try to avoid that, huh?
Yeah, that's never a good idea.
No,
never.
It's not, dude. That's
never a good
it's
idea.
Really not.
Tatwood goes and knocks on the bathroom. He's all, here, eat a burrito and shut up.
I've looked at my mirror. I've looked at myself in the mirror one time when I was tripping. And it's, like, it's kind of weird. You're like, what? No, I can't deal with it. I just remember getting real anxiety. I looked at myself and I was like, I gotta walk away. Luckily, I just walked away. It wasn't real quick. It was probably 30 seconds. I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is dangerous. The fuck are you looking at? Dude, we're fucking live right now, dude. What are you doing? Are you fucking? Are you Instagramming, dude, while we're live right now?
No, I'm getting blown up, dude. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm getting. See, I don't know why I'm.
Who is hitting you up?
We've been live this whole time.
Yeah, we're 12 minutes in, baby.
I'm on top.
What's up?
Snuck me in there.
That's how you got. That's how you got to do it, baby. That's how you got to do it. You gotta get it. You gotta get it while the riffing's going.
Yeah.
You don't start out. You don't want to fucking start out and be like, well, hey guys, what's up?
You know who it is.
You know what's going on. There's even like a couple episodes where like, hey, what's up, guys? And it's fucking like, ugh. It's just like just makes me cringe. I'm like, oh, I sound like a fucking.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I definitely like how Joe Rogan.
You guys want to hear my podcast?
I like how Joe Rogan goes about. So he just immediately just starts talking to whoever he has on the cast, and it's just conversation.
Yeah, no.
From start to finish, it's conversation.
Oh, dude, I watched a good one the other day. It was him and Brian Callen. Well, I watched a little bit, but I listened to most of it. It was at work. It was like 3 hour one. It was like a year ago, I think. Yeah, the episode was like a year ago with him. It's pretty good. It was a good one.
Yeah, like I said, I like to listen to his shit on the way to work. So I never really watch it. I just usually hear it.
Dude, we're so meta right now, talking about a podcast and within podcast.
Yep, this is a podception.
Mind blown,
dude. Chris Angel.
Now, if only we could just get another podcast.
Oh, no, that could just be the weed.
The weed is good. I have no topics. I didn't bring in any topics.
I don't really like to talk about it. I just know there's a lot of political shit going on.
Alright, I gotta go. If you had.
I'll call that political shit.
Yeah, because I just know that's a big thing.
If you had to trade dicks with anybody in our circle of friends, would you and why? And who and why?
I don't know. I've never seen one of my friends' dicks.
Yeah. Exactly. No, exactly. That's the kicker.
So I think I would say no just because I know what I have and I don't want to fuck myself up by getting.
No, see, that's a pussy shit. You're fucking bunting at bat right now.
I mean, so basically, are you
swing
saying,
for
are
the
you
hills,
saying,
dude.
Are you saying I have to?
Yeah, you gotta pick one.
So there is no yes or like I can't.
You gotta pick one and I want your reasoning.
Out of all our friends?
You've seen my dick.
Yeah.
I've seen your dick. We've got general dicks.
Yeah, so, like, you're a solid
we got
choice.
Commercial dicks.
Like, you're a solid choice because then it's like, well, I know what I'm dealing with.
What's up?
What's up?
Coming out the trenches.
I don't even know smoke. I was looking for that blunt. Oh, yeah.
Hit the point. Say what's up. You want to say what's up? Cast is live right now.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah. Live and cracking.
Hi? What don't say? What the fuck? Come on now. Let them know what's up.
That's cool.
This is my little Bubba. It's my Sasuke.
Don't say it like that.
It's my Sasuke. Is that better? You like that?
Just put more of a manlier tone to it when it's my Sasuke. Where the fuck did you get this?
That's a fucking... That's like the ultimate puff bar right
there. Yeah, dude. I was like blueberry, 2000 raspberry, puffs. Lemon. I was like...
You know why they're dropping that right now? It's because all that shit's going to change January. More flavors. They're not even going to sell vape juices. Better. You're going to have to order them online and shit.
If they'll let them in.
If they'll let them in California, yeah. It's that new prop. I don't know what the fuck number it is, but that's what they're dropping soon.
24 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking over.
Then there's Top another one with Uber right now.
Yeah, it's Prop 24. It's all one, but it's fucking over branches or some shit.
Yeah, when they introduce a prop, dude, it's got like 4 or 5 different topics in it.
Yeah.
And it'll be like completely fucked up. You know, like this one will be like, here you go. And you're like, yeah, this is going to fix shit. So you don't pay attention to the one that's really fucked up, that's going to restrict everything, and
fucking...
Mm. I might try to have you get one from me, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, you know, like, here, this is the one we'll show you.
Yeah.
It's a 6% salt make.
Yeah, I stopped fucking with them.
And this right here,
like,
how many people has a thing where you can, like, adjust it to how much air intake you want.
Yeah.
So you can put it all the way up and just fucking rip it.
I gotta get another one of those in the way back.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm just letting my Switch charge, so I'm going to the store to get some.
All right, get out of here. Get your thirst on.
Sure.
All right, so we weren't finished with that thing.
What's up?
With that question, so.
Yeah, no.
I think
bring it back. Back to the dicks.
This is still blunting, but I think that is a good way to go would be you, because I know what I'm dealing with.
I mean, I guess it counts.
Well, I can't say Alex, because it's like, I don't know what he's dealing with. I mean, he could have, like, a knocker. Could.
He could.
But then again,
it's no way to know.
I'd imagine his would be darker and just a dark.
Tell him to send you a D-pick.
There's no fucking way.
Hey, bro, let me get a picture of you real quick.
Hey, dude, we're in this real dilemma right now, and, like, I'm sorry to ask, but, like, you got a D-pick handy?
Send me your most prime. Like, I know
show me, like, your best one. I know you got one from, like, high school that's just killer.
That one you couldn't talk down.
Yeah, that one you keep for like 3 phones. You know what I mean? That's the only one you send.
What about you, John? You got anybody in?
Yeah, strong D-pick?
He's like, yeah, let me send it to you. He fucking pulls down his pants.
Both of our phones right now.
He just took a fucking dick pic just under the table real quick. Flash, you just hear...
You guys want flash
on? I don't know, I think I'd pick Trav. That way I'm always in some strange.
He's got, yeah, dude, the trap's wild. That's a wild boy. I won't speak on him too much because I know he gets all fucking.
They know my name.
They know my name.
Whatever. Not like we said his full name. Dude.
Trousers,
like,
you know, dude. We'll just say trousers, man.
Oh, fucking. Now I definitely know
what that. But they don't.
Right?
Ah. What's up, dude? Trying to flex? You can't flex, bro. Look at your shirt, dude.
I'll bust out this shirt. I'll bust out this shirt.
What are you doing?
You got me in this, like, in this zone now where I'm, like, thinking of, like, because I'm looking up, like, mind-boggling questions. Because now, like, because that was a good one. I like that.
All right.
So now I'm, like, trying to think of, like, some, like, shit like that. What box do you have?
That white one under wrist.
Fucking Johnny. I'm packing more dishes.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm excited. I love to cook. And there's nothing better than cooking with good shit.
He loves it.
Let's see. It's all silicone.
So what questions are we dealing with here?
Let me see here, man.
I thought you were going to lead up with one of them, dude.
Well, no, dude, there's so many like your of them, man.
Or you're going to be like, let me see here. Well, this one. No. He's just, let me see here.
Oh, shit.
Blank.
Came with the silicone thing you put on. while you're cooking.
All right, here's a good one.
What's up? All
right.
Bring it.
It's a thoughtful one, I guess. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. After we're conceived, so basically born, are we living or are we dying?
Wait, what?
So from the moment we're born, are we living or are we dying?
Damn. So I'm thinking that's when we start dying.
Well, actually, technically, you're living up till a certain age, and then you just slowly start dying.
We decay.
Basically, your growing phase, you're fucking living.
Which I think is maybe...
once you reach your peak, you just start going down.
Which I think is probably like early 20s. Or like early 30s or something, maybe.
Because like the way I see it is like, Neil deGrasse Tyson said this, because he was a very famous scientist, you know of him. I follow him on like social media and shit, and he was like given a question and he answered it, because like most people say, like, usually like summer is the beginning of like longer days and then winter is the beginning of shorter days, but he said the first day of summer is the longest day, so anything after the first day of summer, every day technically gets shorter, because every day after the first day of summer is shorter than the
it says running before. This way,
and he said with winter.
What the fuck is going on? Is it leaking?
No, it's just overflowing still.
I'm gonna napkin. Nasty.
Now I gotta wash it. I was gonna wash it anyways.
Now I gotta wash it. Nah, I was gonna wash it anyways.
Always washing new shit, dude. I don't trust them Chinese bastards.
Especially, like, I guess right now during this whole COVID bullshit.
Not much money we on there, they can take us out at any time. Plus, they hell outnumber us.
Oh, by far.
What?
Chinese.
China. Oh, dude. Fucking, yeah, they're indefinitely. Popular. Like, for a long time, they will. You know? I don't got much to say about the Chinese. It's a hot topic right now.
Yeah, it really is.
It's almost a little too hot.
A little too hot.
That's ghost pepper status.
Ooh, like me?
You're not that hot, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sexy one.
Yeah, I'm not hot. I'm sick.
But yeah, I mean, I guess, like, you, yeah, you know what Johnny said, you fucking grow to a certain age and then you stop growing. That's probably when you start, you know,
decay. Technically dying.
That's why you go, well, that's why you got to take care of yourself over time too, because you do age, you know, you wear and tear, but if you take care of yourself, you know, you probably last. At least for a while. Sometimes you can't stop nature. People can be healthy as fuck and still get cancer. You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's a mix up of the genes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like whatever genes you got, like, shit's hereditary as fuck. So it's a rough mix, dude. Dude, quit slapping things, dude.
I'm sorry.
On the table. We are alive.
These are all nice, though.
Nobody cares, dude.
These are nice.
They are nice.
I wish they could see us. They're nice. He's so happy about this.
He's wilding, dude.
I hope
he's seen what the hooks.
He's been excited for weeks. He got that click too. He got that early on. It's been sitting there for a while. He's all, I'm not gonna open it until the rest of it gets here. And then the other day, he came up. He's all, I ordered the Rachel Rays. Rachel Rays are coming.
Hell yeah!
Hey, don't talk shit about Rachel Ray.
I'm not, dude. I love Rachel Ray.
Don't talk shit about you.
I think it's just the. I think it's just him.
It's the excitement that's great.
Yeah, being infatuated by it makes it that much better.
It's like, dude, I'm gonna fucking. I got fucking lids got for pots, dude.
I hope he starts baking, dude. I hope he just starts baking some like pineapple.
No, we got a baker here
and shit, dude. Oh yeah,
we already got a baker. We're good.
Miss Fondant.
What?
Miss Fondant.
I know, we need to get what? Some shit. Next time Lala's over here and all right. Shit, we'll have her and Lala back up some shit.
No.
Or fondue. I think it's fondant.
It's fondant. Fondant.
No, what this is for?
What's up? And for eggs?
Yep.
That's it for the
egg
whites?
Take the
yolk
out. Yeah. Yeah. And then you have the whites.
Mm-hmm. Damn, we about to get protein as fuck out here.
Fucking.
We about to Hugh Jackman around this bitch, fucking dude.
Bulk season, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, dude, could you imagine if I actually worked out and shit, bro? I'd be fucking fucked.
Dude, walk sideways through your doors and shit, you know?
That's what I think as well. You know, mate.
Howdy.
I would not come out here at all today.
What you doing?
Yeah. No, you were outside earlier with us.
A little bit.
Yeah. She's like,
I forgot about that. Well, like, it's dark outside now.
Yeah, no, I took a fat nap.
I took a fat nap.
Ooh, those are nice. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Someone appreciates it.
We got the Rachel Ray's, too.
Even got the egg separated.
See the Rachel Ray's?
Hella extra.
Yep.
It's essential.
Even came with the little it's fucking ladle essential. Thing. Put the fucking shit on it. So you just don't sitting get on the counter.
Yep, yeah. And getting it all dirty. Yeah.
You gonna come hang? We're casting. The cast is live right now. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on cast.
You're on the cast right now. We got the bay on the cast.
Ram.
Disgusting? Oh. That's not right. It's to the right. It's by the coffee machine.
Damn, you just hurt his feelings.
What did she say last night?
Another question.
Another one? Fuck.
There you go. Get a free gift.
What do we have any off the top of our dome? Like, is there any questions that would stump you?
Nah, dude. Look one up. We're too stupid.
You gotta have one, Johnny.
You got one, Johnny? You got a crazy, like a trippy question?
I mean, not tricky, but like one along the lines of like, would you, you know, like if you had a mosquito on your peter, would you beat it off?
Probably not, your uncle Jack, man.
Got stuck on the roof and the ladder fell. Would you help your Uncle Jack off?
Wait, what?
You like that one?
Yeah. It took me a minute. I was like, what?
Jesus.
I think I would.
You would help your Uncle Jack off, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
I think I think in that situation you have to.
I mean, no I guess other choice.
I guess you could leave him. Fend for himself.
Fend for himself.
I don't want to have to explain
hanging
this later.
From the gutters.
Have him beat you later.
Falls on his ass. Come here, boy.
Why didn't you get him, boy? I didn't want to help Jack off.
I couldn't do it, Pop.
Morally, couldn't do it.
Could not.
I got tickets to stay here.
I mean, if I was going to tell anybody about this, I'm ruined.
So therefore,
come on, man. You already closed the page? You had one question and you closed the page?
Oh, no, like there's more right here. If a pair of twins marry another pair of twins, will all of their children look the same?
Whoa. That's a weird one.
That is, right?
That's a trip to think about.
So would all their children like be very identical to like each other?
Not necessarily. Because that doesn't mean they're absolutely going to get twins.
But if a pair of twins...
But that isn't... It's not absolute, though.
Well, it's insane, twins. You're just saying all the kids look alike.
Yeah.
From all
they're not all twins. Identical twins. Yeah, they're not all twins, but all the kids look alike.
Well, no shit, they look alike.
But, like, more so than usual.
Well, look at you and Seth. You don't look nothing alike.
Well, yeah. It's very true.
Well, and you're from the same mom and same dad.
That is very true.
Me and Shelby look very alike. As, well, to our mom, so.
That is factual.
He's like, God damn it, you
I didn't think
me.
About it like that. But still, in that case, that could happen, too.
Yeah.
What if none of them look alike?
Then maybe...
What if they all look like the milkman?
Damn. Do they still have milkmen?
That's a good question.
Jamie, look that up.
I mean, I'd imagine like in England maybe, or not here in America, I wouldn't think. Cause, I mean, there's no milk ever came to my door.
Back east, maybe.
Back east. The deep south.
Are there still milkmen? Milkmen.
Yeah. Jesus.
Today, the company has 8,500 home delivery accounts in 5 states. All over the country, trucks are now delivering fresh milk, organic vegetables,
east,
and
Tommy.
Humanly processed chickens to door through Though in New York, the deliveries come by bike. 50 years ago, about 30% of milk still came from milk.
Damn, bro. They're just smashing out and fucking smashing on their bikes, dude.
Taking milk.
In New York,
they're coming in, dropping milk, giving milk in 2 different ways, and riding off.
Yeah. Two different ways and riding up.
That's crazy.
There we go, yeah.
I can't believe there's milkmen still. What's up? What you doing?
Just hanging in there.
Let me get a note.
Alright, yeah. Let's see here. What's a good one?
You got the lighter?
Fuck. Alright, in the word scent, so... S-C-E-N-T, the word scent. Is the S or the C silent?
It's the C. Wait.
It's the S.
No, it's the S.
This word right here.
I feel like they're both used.
I don't know.
In my opinion.
They're both used at the same
time?
It's a compound letter. No, I don't know.
They're just used, you know, together.
What?
What?
What? Speak your piece.
Throw hands?
No. I don't want to throw hands.
You want to throw hands, goddamn?
Fuck around and find out you can't fight.
Are you going to drink your Seagram's?
When I'm ready.
When are you going to be ready?
God, so pushy.
After the cast?
For real, I come out, and then it's like, there's no escape.
It's like a black hole. Return it just draws you in.
Return to your grave.
I came to get a movie. I'm still here.
That's true. He was only out here to get movies, and then he sat down, and I started the cast.
Get some Dr. Pepper, pee real quick. All
right.
Go back to my Grey's Anatomy. That's all I
want to
do.
Go back to
Grey's Anatomy. I was giving y'all boy time.
Go back to Grey's.
This fucker didn't even tell me I was on the cast. Until like 12 minutes in.
I did. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
That's the Bay. Bays are great.
Why hasn't a psychic won the lottery?
Dude. Damn, dude. What if, I don't know, what if they're channeled to like...
How do you know
like,
they have it?
Damn, dude. Holy shit.
That's true. Fuck.
And I bet there's like some good ones out there, though, that hit like this channel. Because like, what makes you a psychic? You hit this certain channel in your head or some shit?
I'd imagine.
Maybe they just don't use their self.
Maybe
they gotta go through a different name.
Yeah. No, maybe.
So it's like, hey, bro, I'll give you half.
Or
you
there's
put
like
these numbers in.
Or there's like some moral indifference or something, you know? Like where they're like, I can't do that. I'm a hero. Like,
I gotta
but then they're like, you know, fucking charging $15.99 for a quick one.
Yeah.
I'll
maybe
read
they
your
lose
palm.
It if they do bad shit like that.
Yeah, oh, like they lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, like if you use it like for self benefit, you just
yeah.
But I don't know.
What if you lose your psychic power?
But I feel like
because you've deemed it wrong.
Here's my thing, right? If all right, say you use it for your self benefit, you lose it like completely, never get back.
If you use it, you
make sure you used it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd use it one time on the Mega Millions, dude, and I'm good. Fuck those psychic powers, dude. I got millions. Like.
Yeah, dude, where are, like, these psychics at later in life, too? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I have no friends. Because wouldn't that suck, dude, to have that dude at the party be like, that's a bad decision? You're like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like,
yeah.
I get it, all right? This is what you do for a living. I know. I'm drinking. No, don't fucking tell me, dude. No, don't
I know this is bad. I knew it before I started.
Next
or
Wednesday.
Or you get the evil one that's just like, go ahead, buddy.
No,
you're
dude.
Just like, did I say that out loud?
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, it would suck for the party, dude. Like, every time. He'd show up and he'd be like, next Wednesday, don't go left. And you're like, dude, I'm doing drugs right now. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
oh, Wednesday morning, don't turn left.
You know what I mean? Then all day Wednesday, you're like,
right,
I don't think
right,
I'm going into
right,
work.
Right?
Dude, you know
that's all they do is just take you back home. You just kinda circle the block.
Well, this is fucked.
He said don't make left, and then finally you just give in, make left, and then fucking here comes the semi.
Girl, son of a bitch.
He said don't make left. You didn't say when not to take a left, goddamn.
Then he's gonna show up in the hospital like, I fucking told you, dog. And you're like, dude, I fucking hate you.
I did 8 rides. I just kept passing my own house.
Dude, I had to go to work.
Yo, like, I couldn't, like, make it home, dude, like, with only rights.
Dude, could you imagine being in like, the house, and he's like, he didn't say whether or not to be in the car. You know what I mean? You're sick. You're in your house, dude, just fucking walking in circles.
You're like
trying to like walk. You're just trying to like jump, but face forward into spots. You're like, I'm not even turning. I'm just jumping this way.
You're always jumping to the left. I'm not turning to the left.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good. You know, he wasn't specific about it at all. And also,
your kids are looking at you like, what's wrong with daddy?
And also, motherfucker. He could have just told you to stay home. Like, if it's like a car accident, he could have been like, hey, Wednesday, just stay home.
He's just like, don't
instead,
do that.
He says, don't make a left.
Don't do that.
All day, you just keep stopping, turning left, but not walking it, watching shit happen. Explosions, car accidents.
No, you're just... You're like, this is fucked.
All day, dude, every time you turn and look left.
Aliens. It's like aliens and rain, but you look to the right, it's like flowers, butterflies, fucking people are watering lawns. Kids are playing basketball on the street, and you're like, man, Going fucking right, dude.
See, that makes me think of deja vu, though, because, like, that's similar to, like, to me being, like, kind of, like, low-key being
psychic. All right. Plugs. No. Plugs. We got the boy Shiloh back on, and we got first-timer Uncle Johnny.
Fat boy.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Thick boy nation.
Here we are.
We're here.
Putting it down for the fat man.
All right, keep going. Another question.
Another question.
Feed me. Feed me, Seymour.
Why do drive-through ATMs have Braille?
Whoa. Dude. That's fucking facts, dude. But I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot of things that shouldn't have Braille.
Well, because the ATMs are like 24 hours. What if, like, they only know how to walk to that? Yeah. But still, if there's cars there, that's... No, that doesn't make no fucking sense, because the cars would make noise, and they'd be like, I shouldn't go right there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tapping their stick.
Don't, like, some buttons and, like, or, like, some cars have Braille on them?
Yeah.
It's like,
you guys think and tune into it. It's for the repairman.
No. No, dude.
He's all got his, like, dark shades on, his eyes are closed, he's like, I'm fixing it. He's just feeling for all kinds of, like, little Braille.
Hey, dude, Shane is blind, and he can do some shit.
Dude, he can... He's the man.
That motherfucker will build a bug better than anyone you know.
Yeah. They'll drive and shit.
He just fucking did his whole house in solar. By himself.
Yeah. And what, he can only see out of his, what, peripherals?
He can only see out the corner of one eye, and it's black and white.
God Whoa. Damn, dude, that's shitty.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine being able to see out the corner of your eye, and it's black and white?
That's why you ever see him look at something, he's like this.
Yeah.
He's trying to look out the corner of his eye.
Dude, that's nuts.
I'd be like, yo.
I couldn't imagine.
No, me either, dude.
Did like you ever, like had a fuzzy eye for
That's
a minute?
That's why when he used to ride motorcycle and shit, he'd always do it in the evenings and stuff.
Yeah?
Because the shadows on the road would fuck him up. You don't know if that's a car or a shadow.
Yeah.
Shadows from the tree, do you know what I mean?
That's nuts, dude. I can't
come around the corner, oh, shit, where do I go?
Were you there the time that Dad left him in the car? When they got pulled over? So one time, I guess... They were all drinking.
Yeah, they were fucking... That was Cousin Eric and Todd, I think.
Yeah.
They all left them in the car and bailed out into the field.
Just some good old boys, dude.
Wait, hold on. What?
Never meaning no harm.
They were getting pulled over. So, like, they got pulled over and, like, they were like, here, switch seats, Shane. Put Shane in the driver's seat. And then they all bailed and ran out into the field.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, yeah. Dude, the cop pulled up. And, fucking...
He's not my mom.
No. As soon as he looked and saw it, he's like, what the fuck? As soon as he looked and saw it was, he's like, boy, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I didn't see shit.
I didn't see shit.
And then I guess the cop could hear my dad and everybody laughing in the trees, and he's like, you little sons of bitches.
Knew all of them by name.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Did I ain't see shit, you just... Ah, motherfucker. Dude, cause that would be the funniest shit to hear, dude. Like, if you're out hiding by the cops, you're already like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
This cop don't know what he's looking
at. Dude, tell him about the time you fell out the tree.
Under the hood of a cop car?
Yeah, dude.
What fell, the?
Dude, God. Yeah, fell out the tree onto a hood of a cop car.
Yeah, say this, dude. I need to hear this.
It was kind of a long night. Basically, fucking, it was a homie's birthday. We brought a chick to hook him up with, and he was all caught up on this other chick that ended up showing up.
Oh.
And never had a chance with. By the way.
Just to throw
that
little PS, I love you.
I just love how like that really didn't need to be included, but we're gonna include it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Hey, you gotta feel like it's like a book. You gotta feel like, you know, you gotta put everything into detail. You gotta
No, that's great.
So fuck it, you know what I mean? I start hooking up with the chick ring or whatever. Well, he's gonna sleep in the main house with fucking that one chick or whatever, so he can try to scheme on her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you can have my bed out in my trailer. He had his own trailer out back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. So I'm in there, you know, we're fucking around, dude. Almost got the pants off and shit. And this little motherfucker tries to come in and wake me up, talking about I want my bed back. I was like, I thought you were going in there with her. Her mom showed up and picked her up. Well, fuck you.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude.
He was like, all right.
Simp.
Walks out.
Old school simp. Mm-hmm.
Comes back in with a big old fucking pitcher of fucking ice water out the fridge.
Oh, while you're boning?
Yeah. We weren't quite boning yet, dude, but we were half naked under the blanket.
A little dry humping. Yeah. Little.
I mean, like, there's a whole bunch of other people still kind of awake laying in there.
A little foreplay
so, like,
action.
You know, yeah. Comes in, fucking hits with eyes water, you know what I mean? So, like, fucking, that's over now. Now she's going in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Fucking, I'm hot as a motherfucker running around the property looking for this motherfucker. His dad and fucking sister even came out all, calm down, John, calm down. What are you doing? Like, why are you trying to kill our brother and son? I told them what happened. They were like, oh, hell no. They started helping me look for him. We couldn't find him. Moral of the story. So I was like, fuck him. I'm going home. Yeah, they tried to talk me out of it because I've been drinking. So I was like, fuck that. Started walking home. All of a sudden, a cop comes by. I'm like, oh, that was a cop that just passed. I was always coming back. So I climbed up this tree. Big old oak tree. Cop comes back, dude. I'm watching him for like 20 minutes. He's out there with a flashlight talking to me, even. I know you're right here somewhere you live, motherfucker.
Just in the tree.
I couldn't help it no more, dude. I finally busted the. He looks up. He's all, get down from there. I'll come up and get me. I'm still drunk.
Come up and get me.
Fucker pulls his gun out. He's like, I'll get you down. I'm like, calm down.
I'll get you down. Oh, shit.
All right. I'm sorry.
So, you know, I start to climb down. I step on the branch, and right then the branch and me just kind of land on the hood of his car.
He's all, boy, what the fuck? God damn it.
You're probably, how thick were you back then?
About 220.
He's all, yeah, big, you're still pretty thick, a healthy, yeah, thickness.
He's
though.
All, yeah, big enough.
So you probably weren't that, like, fat, but you're.
Yeah, I was actually kind of.
Yeah.
But she's 20 plus a branch.
Like, kind of more my shit?
Oh, branch.
On the hood?
Yeah. Fucked it.
Smack the hood,
like,
dude.
Like, his whole hood was like caved in, touching top motor status.
Damn.
You know what would be funny if you hit the fucking, like, the top, like, the roof of it, dude?
Oh, dude, no, like, it was even better when he got so pissed off because he's calling his chief, dude, mad as a motherfucker, and he's like, just take him home.
He's all, but he dented my shit. Oh, that's great.
So he pulls up, dude, he knocks on the door, and fucking telling my dad, he's all, this little motherfucker, look what he did in my cop car. My dad looks out, laughs at him, he was all, this is funny, you need to display your kid. My dad slams the door in his face.
That's fucking great.
He's all, this motherfucker dented this fucking little shit. And he got it right home.
Good old classic story of falling out of a tree onto a cop car.
See, I don't have any stories like that, man.
Oh, you gotta love Mountain Town.
Oh, yeah.
That's why a part of me wishes I did grow
especially
up.
Especially probably because the cop, like, already knew who the fuck you were.
He's all, oh, this, yeah, little, knew me.
Yeah, he's all, this little son of a fucking bitch, dude.
That's why the fucking chief was all, just take him home. I didn't have no weed on me that day. I didn't have shit, dude. Like, we just smoked it all at the party.
Yeah. You just faded, fell out of a tree, you know? You didn't do nothing wrong.
I passed all those fucking tests.
Yeah.
The only thing he didn't give me was a breathalyzer.
He gave you tests after you fell out of the fucking tree?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He gave me balance tests and shit. He's all, I know he's been drinking. He's all, can you prove it?
Dude.
Take him home.
Dude, you fell out of a tree. He gave you a balance test?
I know, right? My fucking legs hurting, officer, goddamn.
That's like, that doesn't work out.
No, it doesn't.
That's 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah, I kind of hit on my side. The only thing I really hurt was,
oh, but
my,
I would have BS'd it. I'd be like, dude, I hit my head hell hard on your hood, dude. I'd been like, my equilibrium is all off, dude. I got a headache.
I think I did, but I got a hard head. That didn't bother me.
You have
well, even
a hard head.
But even if I didn't, right, I'd still use that excuse because then it's like, well, if I fuck up this test.
You,
like,
fell through a roof, a Costco roof.
You should be dead.
You should be dead, dude. Like, by category.
It was only 37 feet under the cement slab.
Yeah, dude. Then you tucked your legs. You smacked your legs and fucking hit your forehead, dude.
Well, it's because I finally looked down at the last second, so I tried to tuck and roll. That's why I split my forehead open.
So you fucking nosedived right on the fucking
pavement. He's all like, ninja this shit. Wow!
Fucking nosedived, dude. Still standing.
Next
still
thing
walking.
He knows, he just comes
had
to
two
his
kids.
Blood everywhere.
Told him he wouldn't walk again. Had two kids, man. What's up?
I said, paralyzed from the waist down. I said, fuck you, watch this.
Did you ever go unconscious, or were you just awake the whole time?
No, I was awake the whole time. As soon as I hit, I tried to jump back to my feet.
And
I fell back down. I was like, why can't I feel my left leg? So I
looked
over.
That was my next
question. Right,
that was my next question. So, like, did adrenaline or shock kick in where pain was not a thing for a minute, or was it?
Yeah, I didn't even feel shit till I got to the hospital.
Really?
Like, I don't even want to say at the hospital. I didn't feel shit till I got back to Fresno.
From what I know, from what I know is,
I don't know what they were giving me in Mexico, bro, but that shit worked.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, that makes huge drugs, bro. From what I know is
if your body goes into, like, a major incident, like, really quickly, your body kind of just goes into, like, shutdown mode to where, like, either going to shock or...
Super shock, yeah, dude. Yeah,
to where, like, your body kind of protects yourself from traumatic experience, so you don't, like...
Dude, when I got in the car accident with Sean, I didn't feel shit till the next day.
That was probably your adrenaline and your shock.
I was like, I'm fine. I didn't even know I was bleeding out of my head.
R.I.P. to him.
I woke up the next day and my fucking pillow was stained.
R.I.P. to him, but dude, I put myself in his position. That has to be the scariest fucking shit ever. Dude,
it was so goddamn scary, bro.
But no, like, also in his position, can you imagine, like, you're just 1 minute drinking with your cousin at some family.
Well, dude, I think he got tunnel vision.
Yeah?
I think that's what happened. Because, like, it didn't make any sense. Like, the light was red from, like, far away. But he was still just fucking... And he was awake. I looked over. He's fucking...
That's crazy.
I know, dude. So, I think he just tunnel visioned out. Didn't see the light. Didn't... You know, he was just like...
You sure he just wasn't trying to take you with him?
I fucking hope not, dude. Because I was kind of like chilling, bro. Like, I was kind of like passing out. I was like... I told him. I was like, I might pass out, dude. Like, just wake me up when we get to the
mall. This was only, what, how many months ago?
It was like a month before he killed himself.
But you know what's crazy is you even said the next day he told me, he was like, or whenever we met up after that, we met up and he told me, he's like, dude, it almost felt like intentional. And I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Dude, it did, because I had to like scream last minute and be like, yo, like, bro, like, because, dude, like, I shit you not, as soon as we crossed, like, as soon as we got to the fucking walk path, you know, the crosswalk.
Crosswalk, yeah.
As soon as we hit that first line, that's when that fucking... tow truck, like, roof, because the lights for them were green. But, like, he was coming up, but he was kind of cruising. But he saw us, and I could see that he sped up to, like, kind of fucking pass us.
Like, he knew.
But we caught the back end, bro, and it was, bam, straight stop.
Which is crazy, because y'all could have died.
Yeah, if I didn't have my seatbelt on, I would have flew out the window. Straight up. Because he didn't have a seatbelt on. He smacked the window. I would have smacked.
Dude, he could have fucking died.
Yeah.
Like, all in all.
The only reason he didn't go through the window, dude, is because he hit the fucking front seat first. I hell could have went through that window, bro.
You mean the steering wheel?
Steering wheel. Yeah, my bad.
I was like, front seat. I was like, hold on.
My bad.
He was driving from the back?
Dude, he's crazy. No,
like, all things considered, dude, like, for one, he didn't, like, fly through the window. He didn't break his fucking neck, dude, because those windows are strong, dude. Like, you could break your fucking neck snapping and just, like...
Well, crack. It was kind of a thing, right? What I'm thinking happened is
they're designed to be shatterproof, so What
I'm thinking happened is he smacked the fucking...
That's what I'm saying, he could have snapped his fucking neck from impact.
He smacked the fucking... Come on, what is it?
Steering wheel.
Steering wheel. Yeah. Smack the steering wheel.
He said, come on, what is it? He fucking... What is he... He mimed it.
So fucking... I'm thinking he smacked the steering wheel with his chest and hit his head on the glass at the same fucking time.
Dude, you know that motherfucker was hurting after that.
Bro, dude, he was gushing out. His whole face was red.
I'm surprised you didn't
freak out. He looked like Carrie.
I'm surprised you didn't freak out.
Dude,
I would have freaked the fuck out, dude.
It's because I stayed conscious the whole time. I saw it happening, and then, dude, like, when we smacked, it was like,
bow. Oh, no, I still would have freaked out. I'd be like, my homie's dying! Like,
I didn't see him at first. I just seen him, like, oh. And it, like, took him a minute, and I was like, where's my phone, dude? Like, I was looking for my phone. I was like, I gotta call my mom. I gotta call somebody. Like, I was like, I gotta call somebody. 911.
I was saying 911 would have been first.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta call somebody, but I couldn't find my fucking phone.
When I wrecked Julie's Honda into that tree, dude, the first thing I thought was cops are coming. I'm out.
Well, no, dude. Dude, check it out. I couldn't fucking.
Well, I guess
I didn't even grab my phone.
But no. So check it out. I couldn't find my fucking phone and I couldn't find my hat. And so I was like, all right. Fuck it, I can't find it. I look over, dude, and Sean's all, what the fuck? Then he looks at me, dude, and his whole fucking face is bloody. I was all, what the fuck happened? And he's all, what the fuck happened? And I'm like, dude, we wrecked? We gotta get the fuck out of this car right now. I was like, I don't know what we need. I was like, we just gotta get out of here. I was like, it's bad, bro. It's fucking bad. And so, he's like, what the fuck happened? He's freaking out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he can't comprehend what the hell happened, because... Like, he just woke up to that. And I'm like, dude, we gotta get out of the car, dog. You're hurt. You're bleeding bad.
Yeah.
He's all, what the fuck? Dude, so I get out. And I come to the other side of the car. And I pull his ass out. And he's all fucking wobbly. And I'm like, stand up. You breathing? I'm like, breathe, motherfucker. You know, I'm like, just breathe. I don't know what the fuck happened to you right now. Just breathe. And I'm walking around, dude. And dude, like, it was crazy. Like, within a minute, the fucking cops and ambulance both pulled up. Like, I swear. It was quick as fuck. Like, they must have, like, just been right there. It was so fucking fast.
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
Like, they pulled
probably up. Probably a good thing, too, because I'm over here.
Dude, they pulled up. I had my fucking arm on him. I'm holding him there. And I look over, the cop's talking to me, and I turn to talk to the cop. And, like, he just fucking, whew, like, I feel him brush me, and they take him. And I look over, dude, and the fucking ambulance is already driving. And I'm talking to the cop. I just let him know, like, a little bit. And then he goes and looks at the car. And this other cop walks up, and he's all, I found this hat and this phone. And I was like, what the fuck? It flew out of the car.
Damn.
Somehow. I don't understand how it worked, but it flew out of the window and probably caught wind, and it flew behind, like 20 feet behind the car. The phone was fine. Hat was a little dirty. But, dude, I was like, grab my phone. They took him. So I grabbed my backpack, dude. I walked to the side of the road. And, dude, honestly, I stood there for like 20 minutes before anybody talked to me.
Yeah?
Dude, I was like, I probably could just walk off.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I could totally just walk off. Because there was hella people outside looking at everything. There was kids talking to me like, what happened to you? Ain't that? I was like, yeah, I was up in that. No, no. You good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. They're like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. I was asleep. No, no.
I don't know, my eyes are closed the whole time.
I was sleeping. I woke up like, what the fuck? Then, dude, like, finally a cop came over and talked to me, and I just told him what the fuck I was.
Oh, yeah, Jeff left a quarter pound with me.
But I was like, you just tried to beat the light. We didn't make it.
I don't know.
It's just Jeff crazy. Left
a quarter pound
and then they were like, all right, well, you can go. And I was like, all right. Called Nathan. I was like, yo, dog, I, like, seriously need you to, like, come get me. I was like, it's fucking bad. And then he pulled up and he saw the car and he's like, are you fucking good? And I was like, I don't really know yet, but I think I'm all right.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then I got home and they checked out my head and I was bleeding from my head and I was like, oh, fuck. I've hit my head a few times.
Chad done just get free weeks.
It was crazy, man.
Like, it was nuts, dude. And, dude, it gives me anxiety, you know, like when I'm driving with people.
Yeah.
Or when people are driving, I'm in the passenger seat now. Not always, but when they're driving reckless, I'm like, ah. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah, because you don't know.
It's just weird because it happens, man. It's real. You don't think it happens till it happens. What's up? You tapping out? You done?
Nah.
Need another beer?
Problem.
Need another beer?
Nah, I'm still like half full.
Still half full?
Yeah, I've been sipping on it.
It's all good.
I'm just thinking I need a cigarette.
You can go watch. Go have a cigarette. Go get your cigs. It's all good. We're almost done here. We got 8 minutes. We'll do some plugs and close out.
Yeah. All right.
What's plugs?
You ain't got plugs, dude.
He's all on Insta.
I mean, you got Facebook. I don't know. Do you want us to plug your Facebook? It's basically just...
Plug.
But it's just like letting them know what you're doing. It's like social media presence type shit.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't even been on Facebook.
Exactly.
I deleted it up.
You're fucking free. You're a free ranger, dude. You're a free ranger. Off the grid. It's better that way, dude. It's how you stay fucking...
You can still Google it and fucking sign in.
It's how you stay fresh, though.
Yeah.
You don't have to have that.
If you get your password, you should have it sent to your email. As long as you remember your email shit, you're good.
All right, dude. You got anything to plug?
To plug? Oh, let's see. Yeah, my Instagram. At IllMindOfShiloh. S-H-Y-L-O-W. Facebook, Shiloh Murphy, S-H-Y-L-O-W, M-U-R-P-H-Y. That's kind of it for now. I mean, besides just the cast and the things that are plugged.
Go follow Just Trash Cast on Instagram and Too Stony For You on Instagram. Bam.
Yeah.
And keep listening.
Yeah.
All right.
Till next time.
Nope, not next time. We got more than 5 minutes, boy.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we ain't quitting now.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta give him the full hour.
Yeah, you gotta give him the full hour.
It's been too long.
Sports,
dude. Sports are crazy right now.
Right now, as of yesterday, Heat won the Lakers, so it's going to Heat Force Game 6. Lakers up 3-2. I'm going for the Heat.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I don't think the Heat are going to win. I think Lakers are.
I am going for the Heat, though, dude.
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets is a beast.
And, dude, he's killing it right now.
And I'm not a LeBron hater, but I just...
No, I like LeBron now. We used to be LeBron haters.
Yeah, major LeBron haters. But
like, hardcore.
I like LeBron. My only thing is I don't like his like, hardcore fans, because hardcore fans are just,
they're
like,
too much.
They are. They're like, he's the GOAT, and I'm like...
They stand out way,
like,
too much.
I'm like, don't get me wrong, he's a GOAT, but I don't think he's the GOAT.
No. He's a GOAT, though.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely one of
them. But it's just like,
he's in the category.
Look at this fool. You gonna jutsu me from back there, fool? What's up? All right, let's dip into these orange creams, dude.
I'm almost done with this Oktoberfest.
All right.
I'm almost done, but yes. Like, me too. A couple drinks away, and I'm there. But yeah, right. I'm definitely dip into these.
We got a bunch of crazy little IPAs.
Yeah, we were drinking Oktoberfest here in Nevada's. Now we're gonna get into Full Circle Brewing Company Oranges and Cream Illa.
Yeah.
And then we also have
some supposed to be like a sweet IPA.
Some Liquid Gravity Hop FX.
But it's crazy because those, like, the way they describe it in their label, it's basically changing all the time.
So like, the flavors, maybe not one batch is ever really the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So I'm looking forward to those.
But I don't know, that's kind of weird to me. Because what if you like it at one point and then you don't? You know, because it's changed.
Maybe it's not that much of a difference. It's just,
I don't know.
Maybe
they just mean they do different flavors of that.
Yeah.
That could be what it means.
That could have been me, yeah.
Maybe we got a certain flavor. I don't know. It's weird.
Where are we at right now?
56.
Cool. From my angle, it's 9. It's because it's upside down.
No, it's 56, dog.
Yeah, still, I can't believe it's still being sports. So that's NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Football.
How are your Eagles doing, dude? I don't know how your Eagles are
trash,
doing at all.
Trash. But surprisingly top of the division. Just because my
division... Not, Vikings aren't doing too great this
year. My division's trash, and your division has two really good teams. Or at least one that's really good and one that's getting lucky. So the Packers are undefeated, and Aaron Rodgers is lighting it up. The Bears, they got Nick
Aaron
Foles.
Aaron Rodgers, though, dude, come on.
Bears got Nick Foles.
I know.
And he hasn't been necessarily killing it, but he's been doing what he needs to.
He's been doing good.
So, and your and the Bears' defense are pretty good.
Yeah.
Us, we're trash, but we're just good enough to be top of the division. I don't know what, because I don't know what's going on with Dallas, dude. Dallas is stacked.
It's crazy.
They're stacked, but they suck. Dude, this is why I say Dallas, or not Dallas, but not Dallas itself, but the Cowboys. They're trash. Dude, because it doesn't matter how many good players they have, what coach they have. Like,
they're
those
five
trash. Super Bowls they won.
It's that America's football. It's that America's team shit.
Dude, I think it's a fucking curse because, dude, literally, they have a stacked team right now, and they're not winning the division. You know, we're winning the division, and guess what our record is? We're 1 win, 2 losses, and a tie.
Damn.
And you know why we're winning? It's because of that tie, because it's a half game.
That's crazy.
So the Cowboys are like 1-3, or 1-4 or something, right? And we're 1-2-1.
Damn.
So because of that half game tie.
That's crazy. So your whole division's kind of shit right now.
Yeah. The Redskins have 1 win and then 3 losses. And then the Giants are 0-4. They have no wins.
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. We're trapped.
Is Eli still there?
No.
Where's Eli?
I don't know what's up. Remember we were talking about this last night?
Yeah.
Did he retire? I don't know. I think he retired. You think I would know because he's also in my division, but he's the starting quarterback for the Giants is a rookie they drafted in the first round. Was it last year? Last year. His name is Daniel Jones, and he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Let me look this up. Because I need to know now, because I was wondering this yesterday. I don't know if he's on the bench or if he retired.
Yeah, dude, he's been like... I haven't heard nothing about him, man. And Peyton's still making commercials.
I think he did retire. From what I'm seeing online, I think
what?
He did retire.
Eli?
Yeah.
That's whack.
I think he retired.
That's whack, dude. That makes me mad.
You know what's crazy is the...
I'll never live up to my brother.
I mean, I think so. He has 2 Super Bowls.
He does. Hey, he did it. He did the thing.
Yo, 1 Super Bowl was crazy enough for me. The first Super Bowl he won...
You know who I really still like? Russell Wilson.
And, yo, Seahawks are killing it, too.
I love Russell
Wilson. I think they're one of... Dude, I think there's 4 teams that are undefeated right now, and they're one of them. I think it's Seahawks.
If he would come to our team, I would just fucking love it.
I think... I would love it, too. I think there's only 4 teams that are undefeated right now. I think it's Seahawks, Packers, Chiefs, and the Bills.
I know. That's weird, right?
Yeah. And their quarterback, he's a new kind of quarterback. I mean, he's been around for the last 4 years or 3 years. His name is Josh Allen. He's in the race for MVP. Even though we're still in the early in the season, he's kind of got stats that are up there. I think MVP is going to be the Russell, Aaron Rodgers,
And if Josh Allen keeps doing good for the Bills, then he might be in discussion too. Or Patrick Mahomes, because you know Patty Mahomes is pretty solid. Yeah. He's right now the highest paid player in the NFL, so good for him.
Dude, and he just like bought a business and bought like teams and shit.
Or he got signed for
he's crazy.
For the Chiefs gave him a 10-year deal.
Alright. We're about to close out.
Yep.
It's getting out of time.
Just trash.
Yep. Keep listening. More episodes coming soon. Promise. No, I haven't been on it, but it's coming.
Well, we're gonna get better.
It's gonna get better. This was a good one.